The Subdudes play a wicked mix of New Orleans music, swamp rock, blues, soulful country gospel, a gumbo, really, of songs and styles. The first Subdudes band released 5 albums, then split up, and some of the original band members have regrouped to record a new Subdudes CD. It's called Miracle Mule, and here's a new song from it. It's called The Sound of Her Voice.
Oh, how I love to hear the sound of her voice. She can soothe the crying baby with the sweetest lullaby. Sometimes teasing, sometimes story reading. She thrills me, she kills me. Every time my baby tells me
The Sound of Her Voice, written by the Subdudes from their new album called Miracle Mule. Two of the original Subdudes are in the studio. The band is touring in support of the new CD. Tommy Malone is the lead vocalist and guitarist. It's real nice to meet you.
Hi, thanks.
And John Magney is the second voice. He also plays piano, accordion. It's nice to meet you, too.
You too, Leah.
When I hear the words New Orleans, I didn't expect to hear what sounds to me like New York City street corner doo-wop in here. Now, the Subdudes, both of you wrote this song?
This one here did start off with our Colorado contingent, which is myself and Steve Amade and Tim Cook. And then Tommy helped us finish it up in a session up in Colorado.
And that's where you live?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Now, Tommy, you used to live in Mississippi, but you're going to be moving to New Orleans.
I will soon be back in New Orleans. I'm moving back home.
You mentioned the 3 other members of the band, you two being original members. Absence is said to make the heart grow fonder. Did your separation for some 4 years make the band get better?
I think so.
Definitely.
In what ways?
I think we went off and sowed our oats, sort of, you know, musically, you know, just did things we maybe always wanted to do that we couldn't do in the context of the old band, you know.
Well, you left at the height of your powers, almost. So what, poverty and depression helps you appreciate one another?
I would have to say so. I guess misery helps that, you know. We found as a band, when you're out there on the road, in a way, you're more satisfied, and we didn't write as much.
You were on the road, I mean, it was 10 years?
About 10 years,
together?
Yeah.
Sure was.
How did you get together in the first place? Are you some guys that have played together since high school?
Just soon after Tommy was out of high school, we started playing. I'm a little older than he was, but I was in New Orleans, and when Tommy drifted downriver, him and his and the other 3 original members of the Subdudes are all from a little town called Edgard, Louisiana, 40 miles up the Mississippi River. It wasn't too long after I heard him play, he was probably 18, 17, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We started playing and writing, I guess, about 1978.
Did you automatically hear your two voices together? Because to a certain extent, the sound of the Subdudes is the sound of your voices blending.
We started out backing a girl singer, Lil Queenie, and neither of us really thought of ourselves as lead vocalists. I know I had to just about get a crowbar, get Tommy up to the microphone. He thought of himself as just a guitar player.
I was painfully shy.
We would have other lead singers come in and sing for a while, and then, you know, he'd always realize he sang it better than they did.
I want to play the first cut on the CD, and it's one that's called Morning Glory.
Tell your story.
This is a tune that has a lot of soul to it and a lot of gospel kind of Sunday morning. I read this started as an a cappella tune, but you didn't think the vocals were enough to keep it interesting.
Yeah, okay. Well, we wrote it at my house in Mississippi, you know, with instruments, and then we thought it would be an interesting way to present it, you know, would be a cappella, and we did that for maybe a month or so, and it was stronger with instrumentation, and so we kind of went back. And then Steve really developed this beat on that tambourine, which is, you have to kind of see it to believe it.
And, what does he look like when he's playing it?
He sits in a chair with a single tambourine with a skin on it with something called a blastic, which is a plastic version of brushes like jazz drummers use. And he almost gets these, what I think is fairly close to hip-hop beats coming out of this thing, you know? That's all I want.
I'm not a musician, but are there certain intervals or certain harmonies that immediately invoke that resonance that seems to kind of vibrate off your strings of your soul, I guess?
I really think there are. Music is still just as mysterious to me as, you know, the first day I ever play it, and I've never understood why a major third interval will sound happy and a minor third will sound kind of sad. We have sung together for so many years. I think that's where blend comes from.
Mm-hmm. This was a CD that, now tell me if this is true, you actually made it, recorded it live to analog?
Mm-hmm.
The old style 2-inch tape, you know, which people just really aren't doing anymore.
Well, why do? I mean, it takes a lot more time. For
sound, it sounds bigger, fatter, warmer, more musical, and it's more expensive, but
the sound goes along with the feeling we were trying to get, which is we did everything on this record together. You know, we sang and played it together, which isn't done much in the studio because you don't have to do it that way. You know, you build the song, and then you could just make everything perfect. And in the process, you tend to take a lot of the feel out of it. Mm-hmm. We did one of the songs on this record, this Known to Touch Me, just around one mic.
It's been known to touch me from time to time. I felt the presence of love so strong. There's no denying it would lift you up, up off of the ground, show you how to give without a sound. It's been known to touch me from time to time.
Was it fun? I mean, it had to. It sounds like it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
After all this time being, you know, away from one another, was this the big, you know, moment?
Well, yeah. We pretty much all felt until, and I guess it was December of 01, that I went and sat in with Tommy at a gig in Denver. I think we all figured we just really probably wouldn't play together anymore. And it was a kind of a surprise to us that it just, you know, immediately we got on that bicycle and rode it. And we're really happy to get the chance again.
There's a bonus track on this CD.
Yes.
Now, this is the title of the recording, Miracle Mule, and you bury it.
He was a miracle mule.
It originally came from my crazy father-in-law, and he came to our rehearsal at my house one day after having watched his satellite, you know, and said, "Fellas, I've just seen the darndest thing. There's a mule that is outrunning all of the thoroughbreds and the quarter horses." That's pretty much where the mule came from, just the idea of this unlikely winner, you know, the thing that won't give up, which was, I guess, what we feel like we are, you know.
Tommy Malone and John Magney are members of the band The Subdudes. Their new recording is called Miracle Mule, and it's on Back Porch Records. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Leanne.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories, check the list of songs and artists at npr.org. Click the Music button at the top of the page. This is NPR.